You're listening to a DM podcast.
One of my all-time favourite books is called The Poetry Pharmacy by William Ziegart. It was a birthday present from my dear friend Giles a number of years ago. Basically, it's a collection of poems specifically chosen to help people with the various difficulties we face in life. Anxiety, purposelessness, depression, insecurity, regret, grieving, unrequited love, divorce. It's a truly marvellous collection aimed at addressing 50 of our most common challenges. Whatever difficulty I'm dealing with, I've always found a poem in the book to help me cope with it better. In a rather wonderful coincidence, I discovered another friend, Tom, actually knew William, and, long story short, to my delight, he arranged for him to come on the show. It's episode 60, one of our most downloaded conversations. The reason I mention this is recently I found the news cycle so depressing that it seems the world is going to hell in a handbasket and there's no point in trying anymore. And I wanted to share two short poems that I found helpful to combat my malaise. The first is called Sometimes by Sheena Pugh. Sometimes things don't go, after all, from bad to worse. Some years, muscadel faces down frost. Green thrives, the crops don't fail. Sometimes a man aims high, and all goes well. A people sometimes will step back from war, elect an honest man, decide they care enough that they can't leave some stranger poor. Some men become what they were born for. Sometimes our best efforts do not go amiss. Sometimes we do as we meant to. The sun will sometimes melt a field of sorrow that seemed hard frozen. May it happen for you. William calls this poem an anchor of optimism, reminding us to cling on to hope. And I agree. The second poem is New Every Morning by Susan Coolidge. Every day is a fresh beginning. Listen, my soul, to the glad refrain. And, spite of old sorrow and older sinning, and puzzles forecasted and possible pain, take heart with the day and begin again. Breaking things down into daily units doesn't just make them seem more manageable, it also provides more chances for us to start again. I hope you found these poems helpful, or at least thought-provoking. If you did, check out William's episode and his book. I'd be interested to hear which poems are your favourites. All my contact details are in the show notes. Oh, and thanks again to Giles and Tom. I much appreciate the connection.